And now, the Penguin Whisperer. Arvind Varsany is a molecular virologist at ASU, which means he studies viruses, and he'll be speaking about his work tonight at a Phoenix bar as part of the ASU Biodesign Institute's A Sip of Science series. And Arvind, so you have this unofficial title, the Penguin Whisperer. I've just got to know why.
I myself am trying to figure out why. And who doesn't want to be a penguin whisperer?
Nobody
I guess
wouldn't.
We all want to whisper to penguins, these iconic animals that we see on the television, but we only find them in the Southern Hemisphere. And I guess it has been a term that's just been branded, and any biologist who works with penguins indirectly would be a penguin whisperer in my eye.
So what kind of work do you do with penguins?
So I'm looking at viruses and diseases that are associated with some of these animals in the Antarctic, mainly the penguins, that we know very little about. And a lot of work, if you think about diseases that are caused by viruses, we've done a lot of work with animals that we dearly care about, which are in our daily lives. But within an ecosystem scale, we haven't really looked at what other things are actually getting infected. Are they diseased? Are the viruses beneficial to those organisms or not? That's something it's really understudied. And so in the Antarctic, we haven't had a huge human kind of interaction there. But as a consequence of changes in climatic conditions, a lot of these animals are getting stressed. So with that stress levels, you probably are predisposed to other pathogens. And so we're trying to figure out, even at the moment, trying to get some baseline data on what is there, because we know very little about it.
How similar or dissimilar are penguin structures to humans? I mean, do they respond to viruses in any way the same way that we do?
They would be responding in a very similar way to what we do. But they have a completely different physiology, and that's something that, you know, I would be very fascinated to figure out. We know so little because we're only there during certain times of the year to study them. And so we see these snippets of things that happen every now and then.
When you think of Antarctica, it's often seen as sort of a desolate, lonely, not well-populated place. Are they being exposed to viruses from scientists who are down there? Are these being transmitted from different kinds of animals to penguins?
Could be anything. So that's something that we have no idea. We haven't looked at scientists to penguin transmission at all. We do keep our distance from the animals as much as we can. There are protected areas, so the contact with the animals is very limited by humans, but that doesn't negate what has happened earlier in the earlier expeditions, where things like sledge dogs were taken over, they were left there for seasons, and, you know, ponies were taken over. And at that point, the contact would have been a different scale because some of the seals were hunted and actually fed to the dogs. And so at times, would some of the dog viruses would have spilled over into some of the other animals. But within the penguins, we don't know much what has been happening. But we do get some migratory birds that come and actually breed there. So there are the South Polar skuas that come out from the Northern Hemisphere. So they could be bringing things like influenza viruses, which are associated with avian species, all the way down there. So those are the kind of things that people are tracking now.
Do you think that there is anything that you can learn from penguin physiology and sort of how viruses are transmitted in that particular part of the world to figure out anything else about how flu is spread here, how other viruses are spread among humans or other maybe animals that humans come into contact more frequently with than penguins?
Possibly, because a lot of the penguins do kind of cluster into these colonies, and so it's a very tight interaction network. And so if something does spill out, comes active in that, it's very easily spread through that network. And those networks are very tight. And in the breeding season, everyone is stressed. All the animals are stressed because, you know, they're looking after their chicks. They're trying to protect them from predators like South Polar skuas, etc. So you've got these dynamics taking place during those seasons. But then once the breeding season is over, they seem to kind of are in social groups, but we can't study them during that other season. So it's only during the breeding season we can actually get close to them and figure out what's going on.
Given the sort of unique climatic situation in Antarctica, I mean, I think it would be pretty difficult to replicate that somewhere else in the world. Does that influence the findings that you get there and maybe how relevant they might be to other parts of the world?
And that's kind of one of the main things that we're trying to study is the dynamics of viruses in that ecosystem because it's the least altered ecosystem from a human perspective. So we might be able to figure out what those consequences are of certain other colonization of different lands by humans or animals and how those would have a consequence. So at least in here, we do have some of the areas of the Antarctic have minimal influence from humans. There are some influences, but they're in the marine systems, mainly fisheries, and those are having a little bit of a knock-on effect on how the animals interact in the water.
Do you have plans to go back to Antarctica anytime soon?
Yeah, so I'm hoping to be back there end of this year for a season.
And how long is the season?
So the season is usually 3 months, but the group that I work with, it's a bunch of penguin biologists based here in the United States. So as a group, we go out for 3 months, and some of the people will stay for the entire season, 3 months, but we usually try and split segments, which are about 6 weeks.
Arvind Varsany is a molecular virologist at ASU, and even though he's not entirely sure why he's known as the Penguin Whisperer, he'll be talking about his work this evening at George and Dragon Pub in Phoenix. Arvind, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me on.